All right, so you finally got the funding for your dream business.
Awesome.
You're so excited,
Yeah.
ready to find that perfect spot.
Yeah.
But then you're like, wait,
Oh no.
where do I even start?
Right.
Well, don't worry, because today we're diving deep
Okay.
into the world of real estate site selection.
Sounds fun.
And we've got expert reports, proposals, real-world examples that are going to completely change
Wow.
how you think about picking a location.
It is fascinating to me how many businesses, even those with years of experience, really trip up on this.
Yeah.
We're talking costly mistakes that could have been totally avoided
Yeah.
if they had just used the right approach.
So one of the sources that we have
Okay.
is this document called Eight Common Mistakes Made by Real Estate Site Selection Teams. And they really keep hammering on this idea of neighborhood first. Why is
Yeah.
that such a big deal?
Well, you've got to think of it like this: your business is going to live or die by its customers,
Okay.
right? And choosing the right neighborhood is like you're getting inside their heads. It's about understanding who they are, what they like, how they behave, even better than they understand themselves.
So it's not as simple as just like picking a spot with tons of foot traffic,
Right.
like next to a bustling mall.
You would think so, right?
Yeah.
But there's a great example in one of our sources about an entertainment venue
Okay.
that did just that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they thought mall traffic, highway visibility
Uh-huh.
were golden.
It sounds like a sure thing.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
But it turned out that their location was a nightmare to actually get to.
Really?
Yeah, tucked away in a maze of parking lots, terrible signage,
Oh, no.
and zero pedestrian access.
Wow.
So they learned the hard way that visibility does not automatically equal accessibility.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That's got to be a painful lesson to learn.
For sure.
And speaking of painful lessons,
Yes.
the report also mentioned that relying on chance encounters, like driving around and spotting for lease signs, can be like a $1 million
Not great.
mistake.
It's the classic local maximum trap.
Okay.
Imagine you are climbing a hill and you think you've reached the peak, but you haven't even seen the mountain range on the other side.
Oh.
So you might find a decent spot just by cruising around,
Okay.
but you're likely missing out on something far better in a different neighborhood.
So how do we avoid that trap?
Right.
The document talks about a model-based approach.
Yeah.
Is this where the data science magic comes in?
Exactly. A model-based approach uses data science to analyze potential locations very systematically.
Okay.
We're not just talking basic demographics here.
Okay.
We're talking about things like household counts, the types of businesses nearby, even psychographics.
Hold on, psychographics.
Yeah.
What is that?
Okay, imagine you're opening a high-end coffee shop. Knowing the area's interest in sustainability or artisanal goods could be way more valuable than just looking at average income.
Interesting.
That's psychographics, understanding people's lifestyles, values, and interests.
Well, I see.
It paints a much richer picture of your potential customer base.
So we're talking about a serious data deep dive here, and this is where I get a little geeky.
Okay.
We have this site selection model refresh proposal from a company called Ambient Array.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
And they are using data to pick winning locations.
Cool.
Tell me more about this data magic.
They're using a really powerful combination of statistical analysis and machine learning,
Okay.
which basically means we're teaching computers to be real estate gurus.
Wow.
They go way beyond just looking at the raw numbers.
Okay.
For instance, it's not just about how many businesses are in an area, but what types of businesses and what percentage they make up. It's that level of detail that can make or break a location's success.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So instead of just relying on gut feelings or chance encounters, we're leveraging data to make smarter decisions. And
Absolutely.
they're using data from my own business to build the model.
Right.
That's like having a custom-made suit. It just fits better.
Yeah, you're not just relying on some generic algorithm. You're building a system specifically tailored to your business.
Okay, all this talk about neighborhood analysis is super interesting. But what about the actual site itself?
Right.
Things like visibility, parking, accessibility, that stuff matters too, right?
You are absolutely right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about accessibility because honestly, it is often the make or break factor that people miss.
Yeah, we've all been there driving in circles trying to find that new hotspot
Ugh, I hate
that
that.
everyone's raving about. That's bad accessibility in action. And I
Totally.
know you've got some insights on how to get this right.
Well, We have a source here called Real Estate Site Selection Common Pitfalls.
Okay.
And it's just packed with real-world examples.
Uh-huh.
Remember that entertainment venue we were talking about near the mall?
Yeah.
A classic case of overlooking accessibility.
Yeah, totally. It's like they had all the right ingredients,
right,
but forgot to preheat the oven. So what are some things that people should be looking at when they're evaluating a site's accessibility?
Well, you've got to go beyond just looking at maps.
Yeah.
You need to think about it from the customer's perspective.
Uh-huh.
How easy is it to spot the entrance from the main road?
Okay.
Are the routes to get there clear and logical?
Mm.
Or is there a chance of people getting lost or stuck in traffic?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And what about people who aren't driving?
Right.
Is there convenient and safe access for pedestrians?
Yes.
Are there bike racks?
For sure.
I mean, these things might seem small,
yeah,
but they can really make or break a customer's experience.
Totally. It's all about creating a smooth journey for your customers from the moment they decide to visit to the moment they leave.
Right.
And accessibility plays a huge role in that journey.
Okay, so we've covered neighborhood analysis,
yeah,
data-driven models,
mm-hmm,
and accessibility.
Yes.
How do we pull all of this together into like a winning site selection strategy?
Well, our final source, Taming Real Estate Site Selection Complexity by Taking a Process-Driven Approach, really hits the nail on the head.
Uh-huh.
It really emphasizes that you need to follow a structured process, but one that is flexible and adaptable.
So it's not just a rigid checklist.
Right. There are essential stages,
mm-hmm,
but within each stage, there's room for critical thinking and adjusting to the situation.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. And the document lays out four main steps.
Okay.
And it all starts with, you guessed it.
Let me guess.
Neighborhood analysis.
Neighborhood first.
Always.
Always.
Yep. So what comes after that initial analysis?
Okay.
Well, next, you fine-tune your neighborhood analysis by adding layers of data.
Okay.
And running it through that machine learning model that we discussed earlier.
Uh-huh.
So think of it like this. We're feeding the computer all sorts of information about successful locations.
Okay.
And it learns to spot patterns that humans might miss.
So the computer is basically becoming a location guru.
Pretty much.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the next step in the process?
This is where you bring in the real estate experts.
Okay.
But here's the key.
Okay.
This happens after you've identified promising areas using your data-driven approach.
Interesting.
So you're not wasting time looking at properties in neighborhoods that don't fit your model.
Well, that makes total sense.
Right.
Why waste time on a bad fit?
Exactly.
So once you've got your list of potential sites, it's time to get out there and do those on-site evaluations.
Yes, exactly. That's where you can really dive into things like accessibility, parking visibility, the visual appeal of the building, the layout, even the potential for future expansion.
Gotcha.
And of course, you've got to make sure that those pesky zoning regulations and building codes won't throw a wrench in your plan.
Yeah, it's like finding the perfect pair of shoes.
Uh-huh.
But they're two sizes too small.
Uh-huh. Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
And that is precisely why a process-driven approach is so valuable. It helps you avoid those painful mismatches and ensures that you are considering all of the factors that determine success.
So this is all really interesting.
Yeah.
But I think for our listener who is maybe feeling a bit overwhelmed.
I know.
I mean, this is a pretty complex topic.
Yeah, and we're really just scratching the surface here.
Yeah.
The key takeaways are neighborhood analysis is paramount.
Uh-huh.
Data is your superpower.
Okay.
And accessibility can make or break your business.
For sure.
And don't be afraid to reach out to experts for help.
Yeah, great point. And don't forget about the power of a clear process.
Absolutely.
I mean, it can make this whole journey a lot less intimidating.
Totally.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to hear your biggest aha moment.
Okay.
From all of this research, what really stood out to you?
You know, for me, it was that realization that gut feelings just aren't enough anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, in today's competitive landscape, you really need that data-driven approach.
Yeah.
To make informed decisions about your business location. And it's not just about finding a spot that looks good on paper.
I hear that. And we've busted some myths today. Like,
yeah,
that idea that being near a busy mall,
right,
equals instant success. It's about so much more than visibility.
Absolutely. It's about understanding your target customer, choosing the right neighborhood, and creating a seamless experience from the moment they spot your storefront to the moment they leave parking lot and all.
Totally. And recognizing that this isn't one size fits all. I mean,
right,
what works for a hip coffee shop might be a disaster for a fine dining restaurant.
Absolutely. It's about taking these principles and applying them to your specific situation.
So let's give our listeners something to ponder here.
Okay.
If they were to reevaluate their current location,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a spot they're considering, based on what we've talked about today,
yeah.
what's the one thing they should do differently?
I would say get really honest about what drives success for their business. Is it foot traffic, online visibility, appealing to a specific demographic?
Yeah.
And then challenge those assumptions. Maybe you've always thought a certain area was perfect.
Yeah.
But a data-driven analysis reveals a hidden gem somewhere else.
I love that. Be open to new possibilities and let the data be your guide.
Exactly.
And hey, if this all feels overwhelming, just remember, there are experts out there who can help you navigate this entire process.
Absolutely. And remember, the right location can truly be a game changer for your business.
So choose wisely. Thanks for joining us today on this deep dive into the world of real estate site selection.
Yeah.
We hope you gleaned some valuable insights to help you make smarter decisions about location.
It's been a pleasure.
All right. Take care.